You must understand, Mama, that in the long run it is a sore offence to my majesty to be named after him instead of by a name pleasing to Aton. For out of him have I issued, in whom is united what was and what shall be. Lo, Amun's is the present, but the past and future are my father's, and we too are old and young both. We are of times past and times to come. Pharaoh is a stranger in the world, for he is at home in the early time, when kings raised their arms to Re, their father, the time of Horem Achet, the time of the Sphinx. And at home he is in the time that shall come, of which he is the forerunner, when all men shall look up to the Sun, the unique God, their gracious Father, according to the teaching of the Son who knows his precepts since he came out of him, and his blood flows in his veins. Come hither, you, said he to Joseph. Come and look. And he drew the batiste from his thin arm and showed the other the blue veins on the inside of the forearm. That is the blood of the Son. The arm shook visibly, although Amenhotep supported it with the other hand, for the other hand shook too. Joseph looked respectfully at the exhibit, and then drew back a little from the royal seat. The goddess mother said, You excite yourself, Mene, and it is not good for your majesty's health. You should rest, after the interpretation and all this exchange of views, and take a little time from the time that is given you to let your decisions ripen, not only concerning measures against what may come, but also about the very serious proposal to change your name, which you seem to be considering, while at the same time you are thinking about a proper reward for this soothsayer. Do go and rest. But the king was unwilling. Mama, he cried, I do beg you most ardently not to ask that of me, just in the middle of such a promising train. I assure you, my majesty is perfectly well, and feels no trace of fatigue. I am so excited that I feel well, and so well that I feel excited. You talk just like the nurses in my childhood. When I felt my liveliest, then they said, You are overtired, Lord of the Two Lands. You must go to bed. It could only make me savage. I could have kicked with rage. Now I am grown, and I thank you most respectfully for your care of me, but I have the distinct feeling that this present audience can lead to further good, and that my decisions can better ripen here than in my bed, and in talk with this skilled soothsayer to whom I am grateful, if for no other reason, for giving me the opportunity to speak of my intention to take a real name, which contains the name of the unique one, namely Ikhnaton, that my name may be pleasing to my father. Everything should be called after him, and not after Amun. And if the lady of the two lands, who fills the palace with sweetness, the sweet Titi, is soon brought to bed, then the royal infant, whether prince or princess, shall be called Merit Aton, that it may be loved by him who is love. No matter if I draw down on my head the anger of the mighty one of Karnak, who will come and make representations and harangue me with threats of the anger of the ram, him I can endure. All I can endure for the sake of my love to my father above. Pharaoh, said the mother, you forget that we are not alone. Matters which need to be dealt with in wisdom and moderation are probably best not discussed in the hearing of a soothsayer from the people. Let that be, Mama, replied Amenhotep. He is in the way of noble lineage. That he has himself given us to understand. The son of a rogue and a lovely one, which is definitely attractive to me. While that he says he was even as a child called the Lamb, that also indicates a certain refinement. Children of the lower classes are not given such nicknames. And besides, I get the impression that he is able to understand much and give answer to much. Above and beyond all this, he loves me and is ready to help me, as he has done already in interpreting the dreams, and also by reason of his original view that one should call oneself according to one's own circumstances and feelings. It would all be very fine if I liked a little better the name by which he chooses to be known. I would not wish to be unfriendly or distress you," he turned to Joseph, "but the kind of name you have taken pains me. Osarsif, that is a name of the dead, as when we call the dead bull Osar-Hapi. It bears the name of the dead lord Usir the Frightful, on the judge's throne and with the scale, who is only just but without mercy, and before whose tribunal the terrified soul trembles and shakes. This old creed has nothing in it but fear. It is dead itself. It is an Osar creed, and my father's son believes not in it." "Pharaoh," the mother's voice came again, "I must once more appeal to you and warn you to be cautious. And I need not hesitate to do so in the presence of this foreign interpreter, since you grant him such extended audience, and take as a sign of his higher origins his mere assertion that as a child he was called the Lamb, so he may hear that I warn you to be wise and moderate. It is enough that you go about to decrease the power of Amun, and set yourself against his universal rule, in that wherever possible you take from him step by step the unity with Re, the horizon-dweller, who is the Aton. Even to do this takes all the shrewdness and policy in the world, and a cool head besides, for heated rashness comes of evil. But let your majesty beware of laying hands on the people's belief in Usir, king of the lower regions, to which it clings more obstinately than to any other deity, because all are equal before him, and each one hopes to go in unto him with his name. Bear in mind the prejudice of the many, for what you give to Aton by diminishing Amun, you take away again by offending Usir."
"Ah, I assure you, Mama, the people only imagine that they cling so to Usir," cried Amenhotep. "How could it really cling to a belief that the soul which goes up to the judge's seat must pass through 7 times 7 regions of terror, inhabited by demons who cross-examine it as it passes in some 360 several magic formulas, each harder to remember than the last. Yet the poor soul must have them all by heart, and be able to repeat each one in the right place, otherwise it does not pass, and will be devoured before it ever reaches the judgment seat. And if it does get there, it has every prospect of being devoured if its heart weighs too light in the scale, for then it is delivered over to the monstrous dog of Amente. I ask you, where is there anything in all that to cling to? It is against all the love and goodness of my father above. Before Usir of the lower regions, all are equal, yes, equal in terror, whereas before my father, all shall be equal in joy. With Amun and Aton it is the same. Amun, too, with the help of Re, will be universal, and will unite the world in worship of him. There they are of one mind. But Amun would make the world one in the rigid service of fear, of false and sinister unity, which my father would not, for he would unite his children in joy and tenderness."
"Mene," said the mother again in her low voice, "it would be better for you to spare yourself and not speak so much of joy and tenderness. You know from experience that the words are dangerous to you and put you beside yourself."
"I am speaking, Mama, of belief and unbelief," answered Amenhotep.
Once more he worked himself out of the cushions and stood on his feet.
"Of these I speak, and my own good mind tells me that disbelief is almost more important than belief. In belief, there must be a sizable element of disbelief, for how can a man believe what is true so long as he also believes what is false? If I want to teach the people what is true, I must first take from them certain beliefs to which they cling. Perhaps that is cruel, but it is the cruelty of love, and my Father in the sky will forgive me. Yes, which is more glorious, belief or disbelief, and which should come before the other? Believing is a great rapture for the soul, but not believing is almost more joyous than belief. I have found it so. My Majesty has experienced it, and I do not believe in the realms of fear and the demons and Usiri, with his frightfully named ones, and the devourer down there below. I don't believe in it. Don't believe, don't believe. Pharaoh sang and trilled, skipping on his misshapen legs, whirling round with arms outstretched and snapping the fingers of both hands. After that, he was out of breath. "Why did you give yourself such a name of death?" he asked, gasping, as he came to a stop beside Joseph. "Even if your father thinks you are dead, after all, you are not." "I must be silent to him," answered Joseph, "and I vowed myself to silence with my name. Whoever is thus dedicate and set apart, he is among the dead. You cannot separate the depths from the holy and consecrated. They belong together, and just therefore lies upon him the gleam of light from above. We make offerings to the depths, yet therein lies the mystery, that in so doing we only rightly make them to the heights. For God is the whole. He is the light and the sweet disk of the sun," said Amenhotep with emotion, "whose rays embrace the land and bind them in love. He makes the hands grow faint with love, and only the wicked, whose fate is directed below, have strong hands. Ah, how much more would things in the world go by love and goodness, if not for this belief in the lower and in the devourer with the crushing jaws. No one shall persuade Pharaoh that men would not do much or consider much pleasing to do if their fate were not directed downwards. You know, the grandfather of my earthly father, King Akheperure, had very strong hands, and could span a bow which no one else in all the lands could span. So he went out to slay the kings of Asia, and took 7 of them alive. He fastened them to the prow of his ship by the heels. Their hair hung down, and they glared straight ahead with their upside-down, bloodshot eyes. And that was only the beginning of all that he did with them, which I will not go into. But he did it. It was the first story my nurses told me as a child, to instill in me a kingly spirit. But I started shrieking out of my sleep with what they instilled, and the doctors from the bookhouse came and instilled an antidote. But do you suppose Akheperure would have done all that to his foes if he had not believed in the realms of horror and the specters and the frightfully named ones of Usiri and the dog of Amenti? Let me tell you, men are a hopeless lot. They know how to do nothing that comes from within themselves. Not even the very least thing occurs to them on their own account. They only imitate the gods, and whatever picture they make of them, that they copy. Purify the Godhead, and you purify men. Joseph did not reply to all this until he had looked across to the mother and read in the eyes she rested on him that a reply from him would please her. "Harder than hard," he said then, "it is to reply to Pharaoh, for he is gifted beyond measure, and what he says is true, so that one can only nod and murmur, quite right, or else keep still and let the echo die of the truth he uttered. Yet we know Pharaoh would not have speech die away and cease at the truth. Rather, he desires that it free itself and go on past the truth, and perhaps to further truth. For what is true is not the truth. Truth is endlessly far, and all talk is endless too. It is a pilgrimage into the eternal, and looses itself without rest, or at most, after a brief pause and an impatient right, right, it moves away from every station of the truth, just as the moon moves away from each of her stations in her eternal wanderings. All of this brings me, whether I will or no, and whether it is fit or unfit in this place, to the grandfather of my earthly father, whom at home we always called by a not quite so earthly name, and named him the Moon Wanderer, though we knew quite well that actually his name was Abiram, which means High Father. He came from Ur in the Chaldees, the land of the great tower. He did not like it there and could not endure it. He could never endure it anywhere, and hence the name we gave him.
You see, mother, the king broke in, that my soothsayer has good origins in his way? Not only that he himself was called the Lamb, but also he had a great-grandfather to whom they gave a name not of this earth. Mixed races and people from the lower classes do not usually know their great-grandfathers.
So he was a seeker after truth, your great-grandfather?
So untiring, responded Joseph, that in the end he discovered God, and made a pact with him that they should be holy, the one in the other. But strong he was in other ways, too, a strong-handed man. When robber kings came on from the east, burning and plundering, and took away his brother Lot, a prisoner, then, with swift resolve, he went out against them with 318 men and Eliezer, his oldest servant, making 319, and thrust at them with such force that he drove them beyond Damascus, and freed his brother Lot out of their hands.